Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Live Love Memphis group's always smiling. Got a lot of reasons to do that. They've been helping Memphis to get the most for their homes for many years now. Through lots of markets, good, bad, upswings, downturns, you name it. They've seen it. They've navigated it. They know how to do it despite the market conditions, right? Rising interest rates, lowering interest rates, inflation, deflation, all the factors that go in to making a real estate market, they can handle. They can get you the most for your home. They can get you the deal on the back end. Get with the Live Love Memphis team. Sold at livelovememphis.com.
625-5200 is the number. 625-5200 is the number I called 4 years ago. So thankful that I did. Jennifer Carstensen and her team, a wonderful group. You'll see it for yourself. John's right. They're always smiling because they're always getting the job done and making their customers happy. You'll be next. Because chances are Jennifer's going to get you thousands more than you think you can get. Certainly was the case for me. And the case for so many others we've sent over to Live Love. You can be next again, 901-625-5200, or email them, very simple, at sold at livelovememphis.com. It's the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Okay, so could be some Memphis Tiger related news, depending on who you ask. I just saw it, and I felt like it was, you know, worth bringing up. I certainly would not want to make it bigger than it is. But Keontae Johnson, who a lot of people will remember as the Florida basketball player who collapsed mid game, it was a very scary situation for him, and he missed, I want to say, all of last year.
He hasn't appeared in a game since collapse in 2020, December 12th.
Yeah, there was a lot of
Florida State
concern over whether or not he'd ever play again. But when he did play, he was really freaking good, Keontae Johnson at Florida. Averaged like 15 a game, 16 a game. Look, in the SEC, that's as good as it's going to get, right? Big kid, 6'5", 230. Averaged 14 a game, 19-20, 16 a game in 2020. Shot 43% from three, bro. 64% from the and the most impressive thing, and he was only four games, but, you know, he averaged 16 a game in 20 minutes a game. Like, that's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
And now he is playing basketball again, hoping to get on the court again, and he's officially visiting Nebraska this week. He's on campus there now. It's his third official. He's visiting Kansas State, West Kentucky. Why are we talking about this? Well, according to On3, Memphis and Penny Hardaway are working to get him on campus before he commits. So according to On3, they say the four options are Memphis, Nebraska, West Kentucky, Kansas State. As things stand now, expect a commitment to come within the next 7 days. So, can Memphis fit a visit in?
Yeesh, yeah, I mean,
you know,
when they said expect a commitment and you don't have the visit scheduled, you got Goodman tweeting to three other schools, you just wonder, can Memphis get in there, to your point, or are you already behind? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're saying that decision's imminent and he hadn't even visited yet, you know, and doesn't have one scheduled yet. It's always been my the way you work here, coming recruiting for as long as we have, that's not a good sign. If you're already expecting a decision to come down, you haven't even got the visit scheduled. So we'll see. It does tell you, I mean, clearly, like Munns has been reporting, they got one more scholarship left. I've been trying to count it up. Somebody's got to be a walk-on then if you do, and clearly they wouldn't be in pursuit if they didn't have a scholarship for Keonta.
Yeah. You hold one for him, you know. I mean, I don't know what his physical condition is now. I want to say he appeared in like one game for them, like as a, like a, you know, show of goodwill, you know, like for staying with the team and everything. Just like a, you know, like a walk on type of thing where you get in, you just wave at everybody, whatever.
Yeah.
But he hasn't played any meaningful basketball since that, you know, incident. So it's I don't know. Like, I don't know where he is from a condition standpoint. So it is a little bit of a question mark. But, you know, the last time we saw him in action, he was really good. And then the year before that, when he played a full season, he averaged 14 a game. So the guy is certainly worth having on your team. I mean, this would be, you know, interesting for Memphis in terms of, okay, you've got Emmanuel Aycott, you've got Keonta Kennedy. This is another older guy. Somebody's not starting, you know. One of those three is not starting. Would Keonta be okay with coming off the bench because he hasn't played in 2 years? Maybe. You know, I could see that. But I think if he was any kind of productive, he would expect to be in the starting lineup, right? Mm-hmm. That's natural. That is the risk you run with bringing in all these guys who are sort of on their last stops. You know, everybody's on their last stop. And everybody sees this as their last chance to impress. So that is the – I mean, I would do it. Like, this is not a Bronny situation where I wouldn't do it. If everything checked out with him health-wise and he was good and I knew he was in good physical condition and could get it done at this level still, it's a no-brainer. But that the risk would be, like, how is Keonta Kennedy going to feel about that? How is Emmanuel Aycott going to feel about that? And, look, this is what Anfernee Penny Hardaway does, isn't it? Like, to a T. My man gets antsy. My man sits around and, like, he'll stock his roster up. In the offseason, you know, he'll add some pieces in spring, and he'll sit tight, and he'll be cool, and he'll start to, like the team, and then he'll get into workouts, and then he'll see, well, damn, we need this, that, the other. We ain't got that right now.
He did say one or two more guys.
And then he will just, like, it's like the August, you know, anxiety for Penny, man. Like, he just has to add. The August adds. That's what he does, man. And Penny is he is who he is. There's not a lot of mystery, you know. But this is not really a gamble here, right? Jamar Young, I don't understand that one. I'm probably never going to understand that one. But this one is very easy to get. This is a guy that was at one time projected as a first round NBA draft pick. You know, his last full season, he averaged 14 and 7. Like, that dude gives you a lot of options. You know, he could be a 3-4.
I wonder what you got to do to get comfortable about his medical situation if you're Penny Hardaway. You know what I'm saying? In terms of being interested. Because it's one thing to just have the family tell him, yeah, everything's okay. Because it's heart inflammation that is what it was attributed to, him going to the hospital after collapsing against Florida State in that game. But you just wonder, okay, doctors have clearly given him the go-ahead to play, but you'd be concerned about that happening again, a repeat of that. You know, you want to know how healthy he is, wonder what kind of process that is, because I'm sure he can probably pass a physical, but is he really in the clear? You would still have to be concerned about that. That was a scary situation.
It was.
He was in the hospital for like 10 days, I think, after he collapsed. Weren't there reports at first was like, is he going to make it?
Yes.
Like, it was that serious.
Very scary, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, again, you're hoping he's through it, but I would just imagine – with a history of that, you would have to be so extra concerned. Everything you take out in terms of the concern level for him would be heightened, no question. Hopefully, you know, he's set to have a good, healthy career, but how could you not have questions if you're the coach that brings him in?
Yeah, so I'm texting with Goodman. He says all he knows is that they're trying. They're trying. But look, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. When Goodman says that's who they're looking at, And Memphis hadn't set up the visit. You just wonder.
But
yeah,
I mean,
Memphis wants him.
That
clearly
can get done very quickly. I mean, they could just say, all right, you're done with your visit tomorrow. Why don't you fly in on Saturday? You know, fly in on Saturday and you're out by Sunday night.
Sure, it can happen. But if they're saying the decision's already looks pretty strong, you just wonder how many, you know, is the kid already leaning pretty strongly in one direction?
Yeah, he probably is. Memphis doesn't need him, right? It's not like it's a need.
I would say they don't need him at all.
But I think, like,
maybe it's the, what did you say, 43% from? Maybe
yeah,
it's that.
But it was only four games, so it's hard to know, like, is that really him?
That's
or
true.
Was that just four games? He was 38%, though. He was 38% in 2019-20.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the dude can, you know, when he shoots the ball, I don't know how many he took. He took 2.5 a game, you know, his last full season. I mean, that's not nothing.
No, you'll take that.
You know, I mean, that's a pretty good percentage, you know. I'm assuming those would that would tick up, right? You know, so he's, you know, he's a four, really, you know, who could probably play the three a little bit, you know, go back and forth. I mean, positionless basketball is what we like to preach in Memphis. You know what I mean? So that's what we'd preach with him. You know, you come here, you can play point guard, really, you know. You can
We got that one held down this time.
You can do anything you want. You can do anything you want, Keontae. I would try if he's willing to come on campus on Saturday, I would do it. If not, I wouldn't go crazy.
What are the other schools? Nebraska, you got them.
Nebraska, West Kentucky, and then Kansas State. I mean, why would you not go to Memphis? Why would you not listen to
that
Memphis?
Group? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, why would you not go to visit the university?
Well, again, maybe it's a deal where, okay, what's my availability in terms of how many minutes am I getting? How much am I out there with Memphis? You do have more bodies that you would have to tell them, okay. You know, here's what you got. Here's what you're going to have to beat out with some of these other schools. They can promise them, okay, we got an open spot for you. You know, and in that case, they maybe that is a concern. It is for most recruits. They want to have the built-in easy spot. Here's the minutes. Give me my 30. That you couldn't promise them that, certainly, if you're Memphis. You've got too many bodies.
Yeah, so, look, I would get it done. I would try to get him on campus. I'd try to make it work. I know there's risk with this, but his production was too good. His production was too good not for me to give it a shot. You know, and just like, you know, more depth, more, at worst, more really good depth, you know, whether it's him or whether it's, Acott, whether it's, you know, Kennedy, whatever, you know, you improve your roster, you know, especially if he can still play at a high level. So, anyway, that's the latest. Memphis trying to get in there with Florida transfer Keontae Johnson, who averaged, you know, 15 points a game, basically, his last full season.
Next story.
Aaron Rodgers, surprisingly, really unsurprisingly, has expressed disappointment. And maybe this is a challenge, sort of like you talked about the Commanders in Washington challenging Antonio Gibson, making him do a little bit of everything. Maybe this is Aaron Rodgers' way of doing that, but publicly came out and criticized his young group of receivers. Now, we're not talking the Randall Cobbs or Alan Lazard's. Remember, Aaron Rodgers thinks Alan Lazard's going to do an admirable job of filling in for Davante Adams, who, as we know, is now with John's Raiders. But it does not look good so far. And here's the other thing about it, is that Christian Watson, the guy they drafted number 34 overall, he has not participated yet in true 11-on-11s.
Yep.
He has not been in the full speed stuff to this point. Just coming off of a surgery in the off season. That's what I didn't realize about him. So he's already getting off to a late start. Christian Watson, who, by the way, the highest drafted receiver by the Packers in the last 20 years. So they did use some draft stock on a receiver, has not been out there. That's been a problem for them as well. We've talked about this, talked about it with Sean Salisbury last week and with others. There's no way you can be better. I don't think Aaron Rodgers can be better without a weapon like Davante Adams. The question is going to be, can he get these other guys up to snuff? Here's the issue for Green Bay is that, you know, after last year, Davante Adams, 169 targets, 123 receptions on those 169 targets, too. 1553. After that, you got Lazard, 40 catches. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who's no longer there, 26 catches. You even saw to the point, and Randall Cobb's going to go up. Last year, 28 catches in 12 games. He's an old vet. He'll go up. But he's not a guy who can catch 80 passes for you
exactly. At
this point in his career.
Not a chance.
What you're going to see a ton of, I think, with the way Aaron's complaining right now and with how behind Christian Watson is, and he talked about this too, is a ton of throwing to their backs. To Jones, to A.J. Dillon. Aaron talked about it. Those guys could catch 40, 50 passes this year, both of them, because I think you're going to see him employing that a lot more, again, with a lack of dependable receivers. Lazard, I do think, will jump up into maybe the 80s, 90s. He'll do a great Davante Adams impression, but he's not going to come close. The rest of the core doesn't come close to what you've had.
Correct.
And so I think an offense that, frankly, has relied a ton on Aaron Rodgers to Davante is going to have to diversify a little bit, and you're going to see a lot more thrown to the back. So for you fantasy managers out there, keep that in mind as well, that Aaron's even forecasting this a little bit. You know, for the Aaron Joneses and A.J. Dillons, again, it's not just going to be rushing for them. They're going to be catching a lot of passes out of that backfield as well. And this will be a new-look Green Bay offense when you don't have Devontae Adams.
Yeah, no, look, here's the thing. I don't feel bad for Aaron Rodgers at all. This is the bed you made, Bubba.
That's why I say crying.
You know? You took the money. You knew what that meant when you did it. You knew that if you took the money, that Devontae Adams could not, you know, play there anymore. And would not play there anymore. So you did it arrogantly. You said, I don't need Devontae Adams. I can make Christian Watson or whoever the next Devontae Adams. That's what you said. That's what you bet on. And the problem that he's going to run into is that Devontae Adams is a freaking elite wide receiver. Yeah, of course, you helped him become that. But like this whole shtick about Devontae Adams and Derek Carr being some kind of, you know, dramatic drop off from him and Aaron, it's just not, it ain't real. It ain't real life. Devontae Adams makes quarterbacks better. He made Aaron better, just like Aaron made him better. And the problem that Aaron is running into now is that he's got receivers that aren't as good and that he's now frustrated by. And he only has his greedy ass self to blame. He took the money. Tom Brady would have never, ever in a million years, if it meant losing his best option. Can you imagine Tom Brady saying, you know what? I don't even need Randy Moss. I'm just going to take his money. No, he would have never done that. Because you know what? That just makes his job harder. It makes his job, like, I don't care how much money you like, I do think there is a, you know, there is a number that you get to, whether it's in our job or the NFL, where you're just like, okay, what's the most amount of money that I can make and be comfortable with while doing the least amount of work for that money? Yeah, we'll pay you. We'll give you everything. But that means you're going to lose your trusted, dependable, all-pro, year-in, year-out receiver because we don't have enough money to pay him. So we'll do it, but that's what it's going to cost. And he did it, and now he's bitching in training camp that his receivers are dropping passes and aren't good enough. Well, that's what did you expect? What did you think was going to happen?
Reminds me of Cal, and they do need a new practice facility, but whining about it, and you've won one championship. Like, that's what this is going to end up being for Aaron, too. Green Bay fans are going to look back on Aaron Rodgers on the era, and they're going to say, we should have won more than one championship, just like right now they're saying it at Kentucky about Cal. With the talent that's been through there, NBA-level talent, you should have won more. And that's what it'll be about Aaron. But to your point about Tom Brady, right, taking less so he could win championships, in the end, Aaron's already rich. When he looks back, it's going to be his legacy is going to be measured by that one Super Bowl. Partly going to be measured by that
right.
one Super Bowl ring.
Right.
And he's going to say, man, I should have won more. And if I hadn't taken that much, maybe I do is the point. And so, again, it's going to be a looking back on this and saying there should have been more. If you're this good, right? I mean, and like we said, you know, you want Green Bay to go get a first rounder? Well, the second rounders they've drafted have been pretty darn good. Devontae Adams and the rest of them. You didn't even pay them. So back to that point, you're going to blame everything else except yourself. Take less money like Tom did. Maybe you got more around you. But that's why the whining about this now, after you could have taken less and gone out of your way to keep it Devontae, it's just so Aaron Rodgers making sense. I've been waiting on Carmer to come back and get him. It hasn't yet. But one of these days it's going to come around.
Yeah, like
you can't keep living like this.
No, you can't.
And they're not going to the point, you're not going to be better and go win a Super Bowl without Devontae. So you've taken the step back permanently.
You know who's winning the Super Bowl this year, you know? Like you and I'll give you credit, you've identified them early. So that's where I'm going to give you the credit, and that's the Raiders. But what Aaron Rodgers is going to have a root
not the case.
His reputation has suffered so greatly to me. I mean, I would put him up there with like Ben Simmons probably is the other guy who you would say like you've soured on in terms of like what we thought about him in 2018 versus what we think about him in 2022. I think Aaron, and look,
it's different a little bit because you're talking about the man, right?
Well, not the player. That's fair. But I think the man Ben Simmons,
because the player is still just coming off of another MVP.
The man Ben Simmons is in question too, though. Like what he's made of as a person, you know, some of his.
Okay, it's tougher when you got the mental health aspect of this, which he just got paid on, did he not? The settlement with the Nets.
Yeah, I mean that's
anyway.
Fine. That's fine.
It's a little bit tough. Get your point though about
Like I used to like
a little bit different.
I understand some of Aaron Rodgers, like you know he doesn't. You know he. Sometimes you're just like, I don't want to deal with y'all. Like, as it relates to family, like sometimes you just got to distance a little bit. Like, I get that, man. We've all been there. I understand him on some level. What I can't understand and what I fundamentally reject and rebuke is the greediness. I think he is so greedy. You know, like this is just me. If 92.9 came to me, and hand to God, I would say this. If 92.9 came to me and they said, John, we're gonna quadruple your pay, but you're losing Jason. I would say, no way. Not a chance.
Oh, wow.
Not a chance I would do it. Not a chance. For a variety of reasons.
You sound like you were in there with Tiger yesterday.
For a variety of reasons.
We gotta stay.
For a variety of reasons. But number one is,
don't take the money.
Yes, I would get more money, way more money, but it would make my job that much harder. That's the first thing. I would say no selfishly. It would not be out of any kind of respect to you. It would just be like, I would have to do your job.
All right.
Right?
I should have known.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Tom Brady would have never done this. I don't think Derek Carr would have done this. I think any great quarterback worth his salt would have said, look, I made money. I'm going to make money. But my money ain't the issue. My issue is I haven't won enough. I haven't won enough championships. And I need the people around me that I know are going to help me do that. 38-year-old Randall Cobb is going to be the difference now? That's the plan?
Don't forget Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins on a bum wheel? That dude's going to be out for the season by week 5. I mean, he is. We know that, you know? And then, so Aaron Jones is going to be your leading receiver. The running back.
No, well, Lazard will be their leading receiver.
Man, Lazard, bro.
He's going to catch 80 balls easy just because he's going to get 120 targets. And that's who Aaron has designated as the new Davante Adams. He'll be up there. Again, Cobb's going to be 50.
Bro, it could be.
And Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon will be both 50, 40 catches apiece.
Lazard, LaSalle, Leviticus, bro, it's all the same, man. He ain't about to lead the team in receptions, man. Like, that's not good enough.
I like your Sammy Watkins going to be out by week 5, though. That was a good one.
That's where Superbook's got it. 4.5 is the week.
For Sammy's.
Yeah.
Number of weeks played for Sammy Watkins.
When will the first hamstring injury pop up for Sammy?
He stays hurt.
That man really is like an operation
board. It's tough.
Sammy, where was he at when he had like a ton of potential?
Was it Buffalo?
Was it Buffalo? I think it was.
He's had quite a few stops now. It's been tough to keep up. But wasn't
it
Buffalo? I'm trying to think where we felt the potential.
He was in Kansas City, had a couple weeks there where everybody thought he was about to be him. Now he's got Mahomes, you know, but that didn't work out.
Yeah, not
Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Buffalo's where he made him.
Yeah, it was the first 4 years. Yeah,
that's where he got drafted.
14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had that 1,000-year in 2015.
That's so, like, that's what Buffalo. I'm saying. Like, I really truly believe this. Like, if you go to any – put the greats in Aaron's situation, late 30s, twilight of your career, maybe only got 3 years of your prime left. Like, would Joe Burrow today take the money if it meant losing Ja'Marr Chase? Not a chance. Not a chance, bro, would he do that. Would Lamar do that if it meant losing? Well, you know, he doesn't really have any receivers, so that's not a good example. But would Josh Allen do it if it meant losing Stephon Diggs? No. Only Aaron. Aaron is an ass. He is an ass. That's who he is. And, again, I respect some of it, but this is where I really – me and Aaron fell out. This is where we had our fallout when he decided that he was going to take the money over re-signing Davante. Because as a competitor, like, to me, that's...
Bro, you benefited from it. You should celebrate it. What are you talking about?
I put him in the... for sure, but I put him in the category of Bradley... Like, you are like Bradley Beal if he ever won a championship. If Bradley Beal ever randomly fell into an NBA title, that's you. You put up big numbers... You know, your scoring leader.
Wow, that dude didn't miss games. Like, that dude played for you. He
Iron
was
Man.
There six. He was an Iron Man for you. He was a great. You brought him up as a Packer. He was drafted by the Packers. You're supposed to take care of those dudes.
No question.
It's not like one of your best friends or any. You know, set all that to the side. It your organization drafted him, made him. You're supposed to take care of guys like that.
No
that
question.
That go on and become the best in the league.
No question.
Unbelievable. All guy had to do like, take a little less.
It's like let's just play this out, right? It isn't the case, but let's just say it was. Let's say that John Morant taking the Supermax meant that the Grizzlies couldn't re-sign Desmond Bane, right? So Ja takes the Supermax, and Desmond Bane has to move on because the Grizzlies can't pay him. Well, then John Morant comes to training camp the next month, and he's like, nobody on this team can shoot. Well, bro, you knew that.
Yeah.
You knew that. You knew that if you took that money, that it was going to be a massive drop-off in production. So we're going to sit here and we're going to act surprised.
But we do have to get in where you fit in with, around Jaws' money, though.
Which is why
we're
Bane.
Not, I mean, we're max. You know, get your point, but we're max.
You might have alluded to why Bane will get a max contract. Not a mega max, because he doesn't qualify for that, but that's why he might get a max in Memphis.
I mean, I would pay him a lot of money. I just don't feel like there's a number I probably wouldn't do that I couldn't do, you know? Like, there's, you know.
In Memphis.
Oh, I'm only willing to pay Desmond Bane $12 million a year.
Nope.
You know?
Not here.
I'm not there. I mean, but that's a. We'll save that.
He brought an interesting one up there, though.
But it's like you can't complain.
No.
When you take the money, knowing what that's going to mean,
correct.
You can't complain that your receiving corps stinks.
That ain't Aaron, though. Jason's right on this. That is not that dude.
But there is no family with Aaron Rodgers.
No.
So that's the point.
Right. The old
not
joke
personally
was,
and not even professionally.
No.
A guy that you brought up and was supposed to be brothers with.
No.
Remember the whole Jordan and thing, the Last Dance-y thing he did before last year? Like, you could have brought the dude back. This is supposed to be your brother professionally. You don't take care of him. But Aaron's never been about taking care of family.
That's the thing.
It's him.
That's the old joke.
World.
That Aaron treated Devontae exactly like a brother.
That's how he treats his brother.
That's how he treats his family.
What's his name, Jordan?
Jordan.
There's two.
They don't talk,
there's
right?
Luke and Jordan.
I don't know anything.
Oh, that's right. There's Luke. You don't even hear anything about
Luke,
him.
What does he
Luke
do?
Luke is like Cooper Manning, bro. He's like the guy that just – he's like
but
oldest
Cooper's got like a trivia show. Like, he's doing some things.
He's famous.
Yeah, well, son that's my goodness going on.
But I'm saying
take the name to a new level.
I think Luke is like the fat one of the family. Like he's like the there's always one that the chromosome kind of gets altered. You know, I think
he's like Chloe.
Yeah, well, you know, Chloe. I think she's risen up the rankings.
She worked up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, she got a lot of work done, so she worked for it. But Chloe
she got it done.
Chloe, yeah, it used to be right.
Yeah, no, that's no longer the Chloe case.
She looks more like them now.
Yeah, well, she got some work done.
Oh, I mean, that's obvious.
Genetically modified.
She also put a robot.
She also put in the work in
the gym.
The gym work.
Yeah. She
puts
it in.
Did you not see her? Like, she works out tough in there, almost like crazy.
She's ripped. She's like Varlis over at Varlis' place.
Nobody's like Varlis. Varlis is a god amongst men at this point.
That man's dropped 200.
I mean, he lost a person. You know, like that is legitimately one of the most impressive things that happened in Memphis.
It's
this
wild.
Summer.
Now the pictures on the Twitter have been remarkable. Really good.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. It is something. But yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, this is what you asked for, Aaron. So dry your tears with your money, bro. Dry your tears with all your lackluster training camp practices. You know, you're bemoaning the drops and the mistakes by the young guys. It didn't have to be this way, my man. It didn't have to be this way. Take a little bit less.
They'll get Tanyan back. He's coming off an ACL. He'll be back out there. He'll be cleared soon. That'll help him a little bit, but it ain't going to be as dynamic as it once was.
His hot receiver will be Valdez, though, right? That's going to be the
count. He's gone. Valdez is gone.
So who's going to get all the yards?
Lazard will get
all the yards?
It'll be Lazard,
so if you're drafting
Cobb,
a dude off
Tanyan.
That team, you're getting Lazard is who you want to draft.
The only guy that I would draft off that team is the running back, Aaron Jones. That's the only guy, because I think he's probably going to get a lot of dump-offs, a lot of catches, a lot of targets in the backfield.
Okay.
You know, that's the guy that I would target. I don't want Aaron. I don't want Aaron this year. I know he's, you know, 4-time MVP, all that. I get it. I don't want any parts of him. You know, he got the tattoo. He's just a different dude. He did the ayahuasca.
He's got a coursing through his veins,
and of course,
ayahuasca.
Like, and of course, the NFL's like, yeah, we can't really do anything about that. What?
Wacko.
I mean, well, they said it's not a drug.
It is, though.
Does it violate their policy, though?
Well, I mean, isn't it?
And they have a names of drugs in that policy. If it's not in there, they can't get it.
You know what's interesting? Like, Tatis got thrown out for 85 games by MLB. Is there any chance they'd look away if Aaron Rodgers had any chance of being gone? And the answer is probably no.
I don't know. It depends on what the substance is. I mean, you can't get away with just, like, straight-up roids.
Right.
But ayahuasca is, like, I mean, that's a drug, man.
Yes.
I know it doesn't fall underneath. Isn't like toad semen or something? Like, it's like it should be.
A shaman has to make it.
Right.
That's right. You have to go to God.
You have to go to Peru, right? You have to go to Peru. You have to do like the hit. And then you apparently see.
Was it out of a hookah? How are you getting a hit?
You drink it. It's like a tea.
Oh.
You put it in a tea and you drink it.
The hell?
And it
very
apparently,
powerful.
And it takes you to an awakening place.
I heard Aaron talking about his spiritual awakening and higher platitudes.
Would you do it? I'm
Bro.
Just saying, you're 45 years old.
The answer's no.
You're 45 years old.
No, I saw what it did to Will Smith. No.
good.
Will Smith did it too much. That's the problem.
That's a good answer.
Will Smith was drinking it like a protein shake, man.
He said it balanced him out, but it clearly did not.
It didn't work. It missed.
Very emotional.
Yeah, like, I mean, I wouldn't want to, like, go to Peru to do it. Like, I have to meet up with, like, homeboy from, you know, the village and, like, I got to trust this. All right, here we go. Here we go. It's time to go.
No.
You know? But yeah, I would tell Aaron to shut it. Know your role and shut your mouth. Because this is what you wanted. This is what you asked for. You effed around. You found out.
Now, my luck, Christian Watson's going to get he's going to get healthy and become the next Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase is my luck as a Bears fan. Just watch.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. We'll come back. Rob Dosh is going to join us a little bit later in the show. We'll talk to him about Bronny James, talking about Keontae Johnson, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Topps Barbecue is the best barbecue in Memphis. Right now, over on our Facebook page, let them know what your favorite item on the menu is. I was talking to a great buddy of mine last night. He was like, man, I want some dinner. Where should we go? I said, I don't know what you're in the mood for. He said, well, we gotta go to this Topps location because it's unbelievable. And I said, well, it's not just that location, right? You know, they got like 16. They're all equally amazing. Topps Barbecue is always the answer. You want some barbecue, some grub in town, all those menu items, the quality is the best. Get the Topps today.
Hit up their Facebook page, too. Battle of the Barn, who you got? For me, it's the beef. Their turkey burgers, though, are fantastic. And obviously, their barbecue, the pork. What they've done for 70 years, it's unbelievable. Try that smoked bologna sandwich, half inch thick piece of bologna, smoked to Topps perfection. You will absolutely love it. The Fireman Burger, too, can get that. It's that fantastic Topps barbecue on top of their fantastic, freshly made burger. It's all good at Topps, all the way down to the brisket, to the beans, the sauce, and the slaw. Try that new Memphis sweet and saucy sauce they got as well. Tastes good. It's the perfect amount of kick with that sweetness. You'll love it. Because we love Topps Barbecue. We have for 70 years. Topps Barbecue, 70 years, and still smoking.
All right, so officially, Keontae Johnson is down to four schools. One of those schools is Memphis. The other schools are like flyover schools, you know? Like, I would never go to any of these schools for basketball. Nebraska, Kansas State, West Kentucky. I would never go to any of these schools. Now, West Kentucky, we know, would drop off a bag.
Yeah, that's Rick Stansberry.
Yeah, so we know that. But Memphis will drop off a bag.
Yeah, I mean, we're not above it. It's NIL time.
It is NIL time.
You can just call it NIL.
We all got bags now.
Yeah, everybody's got loaded bags.
It is NIL time in Tennessee, baby.
Let's get the bags out on the
table. It's like football time in Tennessee.
Yeah, it's NIL time, bro. That's my new slogan for Memphis basketball. It's NIL time in Tennessee. We're going to drop it off.
It's how you got Kendrick Davis.
That's how you got Kendrick Davis. It's how you it's how you get the majority of these kids now in college basketball, not just Memphis. You don't have to be ashamed of it.
Cash.
You know, it's what speaks, man. If the money talks, right, I'm a walk. So I would drop it off. I don't know what the number is, but, you know, if I have good, you know, reception from his doctors and, you know, him, then Keontae Johnson, if he's healthy and can contribute, I think that puts you on the precipice of a top 25 preseason team. Don't you? I mean, you add a dude like that who averaged.
Man, I got no confidence. I don't have his medicals in front of me. You know, there's no I guess you got to feel good that he's got four schools and he's resuming his career, but there's no promise that the heart inflammation or whatever that was going on, that there's not going to be a recurrence of that. So just this idea he's going to come in and be this stud and not have any more problems, I'm not married to that.
Would you do it?
I mean, obviously Memphis is interested in this point, so. Again, doesn't matter if I would or not.
Well, just because
filling out the scholarships at 13.
Right.
That, again, you're going to have the expectation of him coming in here as a starter and, you know, playing 30-something games for you, not having any problems. I'd like to just bank on that. But like I said, you got major health concerns that now become your concerns when you bring him in. That said, yes, when he's out there and healthy, albeit the short time he's been out there, it's looked good.
Really good.
But, again, you invite a whole new set of concerns when you bring him in. That said, Penny's been in there all summer seeing these guys working out, particularly from the shooting standpoint, and then depth when it comes to your bigs. Now, we know that this guy can play a little bit of combo forward for you, but he knows what he's got based on what he's seen this summer. That's what we're not privy to in terms of what this summer looked like in terms of guys hitting shots and whether or not you've got capable bodies inside. I think part of that's adding Jamar Young. You know, you see inside, maybe that rotation isn't nearly as deep as you thought in terms
right.
of big guys. You go at, maybe this is, I don't have enough shooting. I got to go get another guy who can knock it down.
Right.
I'm willing to take him on despite the health concern.
Yeah.
Because I need more shooting in there.
Yeah, no, it's clearly that. You know, I think I started hearing around 2 weeks ago that Penny was sort of getting that itch to add, and this wasn't the name that was thrown at me. But you just kind of like it, and it's not like it's a bad thing. I mean, you see what you have, right? And then you make the assessment. But one thing we know about Penny is that he is probably the least shy of any college basketball coach in the country to add late. You know, like he's never gonna say, "Oh, I'm good where I'm at. I'm set." Penny's never set, ever. Like the roster is never you know done until it's you know tip off really that day. He could add somebody on game day, you know, as a walk on. And yeah, we I would not ever put that past him.
Again, this guy would bump someone, a Keontae Kenny, who's already banking on being a starter based on the way things have played out, based on how long they've now been in the program. You'd be bumping that. Okay, if he's worth it, if he's good enough, that's okay. But what if he's not? Then you just got more bodies stocked up at a position that you're log jammed at already. I guess it's worth the
John,
squeeze on this one.
Are you what I hear you saying is that Penny doesn't ever believe in the philosophy you can have enough talent and that to control the room.
I mean, no, I think he's
he believes you can just go over and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's that is certainly the way he's run his program. You know, I mean, you added Imani Bates last year and you did it under the guise of he can play point guard for me. Despite the fact that he's never played point guard ever in his life, you just took the talent. You just take the talent. That was a case where it didn't work out. It kind of backfired. But, you know, I think that had as much to do with what you were asking him to be, right, as it is the player himself. You know, with Keontae, it's pretty clear what he is, what he would be. The risk would just be how are the other guys that came in here under the impression of, I'm going to get this many minutes a game, that right. many minutes a game. What are they going to say about it? You know? And in the end, like, look, this is a big boy business. Like, it doesn't matter what Keontae Kenny thinks. It doesn't matter what.
Yeah, but that is so easy to say about it doesn't matter, just get all the talent. Clearly, one of the issues here for Penny Hardaway has been about defining roles, and particularly early on, and putting wrong guys in wrong roles and how guys respond to that guy in role. So I'm saying you get to a point where you realize, you know what, I've got to cut it out and have more defined roles. And you don't do that by constantly adding, and especially in this case, you'd be adding late to a group of guys to, like we said, probably already have some roles carved out. I'm not saying it can't work, but when you constantly do this, we're going to be constantly asking the same question about, well, why is this chemistry thing going? Why? Because no roles have been carved out, or they've changed last minute, whatever else it is. So I would just get back to the point. Penny can add him. It can work. I'm not rooting against it. But my point would be we're probably still going to be asking the same question when you're constantly working guys in, guys out.
That's true.
Whose role is what?
That's
fair. And so you get to last couple of years.
Right.
Well, they've gotten it turned around at the midway point. 1 year where they miss.
Yep.
1 year where they make. At some point, don't you get that defined and you decide, you know what, we're going to stick with what we've got. That's
well, no,
all I'm
because
saying.
I do think like that is the one thing we told ourselves about this upcoming season that was going to be better, right? Because you have everything defined, right? You have your sixth
the
man,
narrative the whole offseason.
You have your point guard, you have your wing scores, you have your bigs. Now it is starting to get really crowded, and the questions are going to come back, like who's doing what? Is Keontae starting? Both Keontae's, right? Which Keontae is starting? Both starting.
Right.
What about Akot? Who's comfortable with what role?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that figured out? Is that, you know, all determined? No. So, you know, you do kind of run into a situation like last year and years before where, okay, you're gonna have to take 10 games, just chalk up 10 games of clumsiness while everything gets figured out and guys get cut out of the rotation.
The reason I say it can work, even though it's still concerning, is because you have the answer at point guard that you haven't had the last few years. And so when you've got all these new faces in different places and you're trying to get those roles figured out, well, at least the one thing you know you can always fall back on while he's good and healthy is the 30 to 35 minutes that Kendrick Davis is going to be out there,
right,
not just as a scorer but as a facilitator. When you didn't have that settled, or when it wasn't up to par or wasn't as good as it should be, right, that could be a something that's adding to the mix in terms of your chemistry mix and not helping. Kendrick Davis can help chemistry, but again, still, you've got to get the roles carved out. I'm sure the group that's in there now is thinking a certain thing about how much they're going to play. Well, that changes you add, Keontae here.
So, like, this dude averaged, 14
big
points 1 year, 16 in that third year.
In four games. Before he collapsed.
But, I mean, he's averaging 14, and there's a big sample.
Big-time player.
31 games averaging 14 points.
No,
very good.
No, I don't
38%
know.
38% three-point in those games.
No, what I don't know with him is that did the health scare and the ensuing year that you had off, did that change who you think, like, how you think of yourself as a player, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like, are you coming into this like, I just want to play, I just want to do what I need to do, I just want to get on the court any way I can, and I'm willing to accept any role that I have, you know, or are you the 2020, 2021 version of Keontae Johnson before you collapsed, and that's who you expect to be?
I mean, I would imagine that mentally this kid's still got a lot to get through. He has not been out there regularly at any point since he collapsed.
You're exactly right.
So, sure, you can go out there and you can work out, but in terms of mentally, when that pressure's up, that's still something he's got to get through, set aside from the physical aspects of this. So, there's a whole new, like I said, a whole new set of concerns. Brad, he's legit. That's why, again, you bring him in, you figure, like, this guy's going to battle for a starting
he's gonna
job,
start.
And that sets off a chain reaction to that point.
There's more layers to this if a cat like this comes, and I'm not saying they're all bad, but you got to figure that out. You gotta figure that out.
No, it's always a calculation that you have to make as a head coach, especially like because you added this other dude, you know, Jamar Young. Like that to me is like another sort of weird. But I guess if you just want to chalk that up to Kendrick Davis production, that's fine too. You know, I would have done that, and that's kind of how we've been operating anyway. So anyway, it's the latest sort of wrinkle to Memphis basketball. They may end up adding Keontae Johnson. I look at his list; it's a no brainer. It's obvious to me. I mean, Memphis is just an obvious place. It's the best situation. It's the best brand. I mean, Nebraska basketball, dude, come on. That's brutal.
Again, it's another thing. If those teams are promising you 30 to 35
well, that's
minutes,
fair. That's
Memphis
fair.
Memphis cannot promise that.
But where would you rather go if you're him? Would you
of
rather?
Of course, the list, you look at it in brands and everything else. Penny Hardaway, what's sexy? Yeah, you pick Memphis. But for him, coming off of coming off of what he did, it's probably going to be, can I go somewhere and be guaranteed a certain amount of time to get back to the guy that I was?
Yeah.
And if you're asking for guarantees, I just don't think that's something Penny's going to be able to much of.
I see you're not going to let us allot much of the NIL budget on Keontae Johnson, you know, this week.
Empty it out if you want to. What I'm just saying is be careful, you know?
Yep. That's the message of the day. Whether it's Bronny, whether it's Keontae Johnson, just careful.
I say careful because I think with what they've got right now, they're probably – they could stand pat and still be fine, have a good season.
No, I agree.
Does Keontae Johnson
100.
Get me now to the Final Four?
He might. I mean, I don't know if it's a Final Four, but he could improve your team if he's like anywhere close to that. We don't know that. You know, if he's not, then it, you know, what does it hurt? I don't know. I would do it because I remember how good he was, but I definitely think that there is a hefty risk assessment.
Because if he did, if he's going to make that much of a difference, I have to think there'd be some other schools involved. Like, you'd have a longer list.
True.
Of other,
true.
If they thought he's a difference, he's a guy that can come
Kansas
in and
State,
put us over
Nebraska,
the top.
West Kentucky.
Right? That's right. What I'm saying. There would be more involved. That said, Penny is involved, so clearly he thinks he can help. Hopefully they get him in for a visit and you get included.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll ask Rob Doster. But is this one of those deals where it's like, oh my God, here we go again? Like, we're going to have another situation at Memphis where Penny Hardaway like had it figured out, added a little bit too much, then compromised, the chemistry of the team. Like, that's what you have to be very, very careful about. We'll ask Rob Doster about that a little bit later in the show. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.